I'm reading from Isaiah chapter 53. He was despised and forsaken of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and like one from whom men hid their face, he was despised and we did not esteem him. Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. Yet we ourselves esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was pierced through for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The chastening for our well-being fell upon him, and by his scourging we are healed. All of us like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to slaughter and like a sheep that is silent before its shearers, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, and as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off out of the land of the living for the transgression of my people to whom the stroke was due? His grave was assigned with wicked men, yet he was with a rich man in his death. Because he had done no violence, nor was there any deceit in his mouth. But the Lord was pleased to crush him, putting him to grief. If he would render himself as a guilt offering, he will see his offspring, he will prolong his days, and the good pleasure of the Lord will prosper in his hand. These words were prophesied 700 years before Jesus' crucifixion by the prophet Isaiah. And in this passage, he capsulizes the essence and purpose of Jesus' death. Jesus, the only begotten Son of God, lived a perfect, sinless life and then offered himself as a ransom or a payment for the sins of all those who would place their trust in him. The Father was pleased to crush him because by this substitutionary death of his Son on our behalf, God can now forgive sinners without compromising his holiness. Jesus' precious blood is the currency by which the penalty of our sins is paid and the wrath of God is appeased. What a wonderful thought that is, that we can have forgiveness because of what Christ did. Each week we celebrate and remember this sacrifice of our Lord Jesus through communion. His body and his blood broken and shed on our behalf. If you're one who recognizes your sinful position before God and you've thrown yourself upon God's mercy and turned to him in repentance and faith, then we invite you to join us in sharing communion with us this evening. If you've joined us as a visitor, or perhaps you've been here for some time and you've not turned to Christ in repentance, maybe you don't see your need for salvation, maybe you don't see that you're a sinner, We're certainly glad that you're here with us this evening. And we pray that this might be the day of salvation for you. However, communion is a time reserved for those who have placed their trust in Christ as their Savior. So if you've not done so, please simply pass the elements as they come to you. And if you have any questions as to what it means to be a Christian, then I invite you to look up one of the elders or any one of the worship team that you see here this evening. The ushers will now begin passing out the elements. Please hold them, and then we will take them together.